During the Cold War, I can recall an operation where I was tasked to put down a drop containing instructions, espionage material, money for an agent foreigner working with us.
Mark Kelton, who spent 34 years at the CIA, says an operation like this can take weeks, maybe even months, to plan.
The problem was there were people observing my activities and the activities of others at the embassy where I was working.
On the day of the operation, there was one loose end to take care of.
In the intelligence world, there's something called an SDR, a surveillance detection run. It's designed to erode or flush out surveillance, and it can take hours.
I was out for an entire day ensuring I wasn't being followed before driving in my car towards the direction that I was going to put down the package.
That location had been scoped out long before and was known to Kelton, his team, and the operative the package was for.
I parked my car thinking that there was no one with me and taking the package, left to walk to the site. It was going to be a long walk. And I'll never forget this. As I emerged from a tree line, I looked up to my right and saw a car in a parking lot maybe 200 meters away and a guy leaning over the car looking at me with binoculars. And pretty soon, lots of other of his friends appeared and started following me.
In what turned out to be something of a chase, there were more than a dozen people after Kelton.
They knew I was operational. I was carrying a package that, if they'd detained me, could have resulted in the compromised death arrest of the agent. And I quickly decided to beat a retreat and returned back to the embassy with the package.
Kelton makes it sound easy. In reality, it was anything but. Over the next 60 minutes, he briskly walked, ducked, dodged, bobbed, and weaved through the streets of a city that more than 30 years later, he's still not able to name because it's classified, trying to elude the men on his heels. All the while, stuck in his head was the mantra, he could not be caught, because if he was, someone was probably going to die. That, more than 30 years later, is still the case for U.S. agents working abroad, trying to do the business of the U.S., all the while trying to save their own skin. J.J. Green, WTOP News.